Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Josh Coop.
Our main news this lunchtime is about stalking. It's because the government has announced plans to double jail terms in England and Wales for those found guilty of doing it. They're going to go up from 5 years to 10. Matt's been following this story.
The stats suggest 1 in 5 women and 1 in 10 men will be affected by stalking, and campaigners say the punishment must fit the crime. Now, the government's bowed to pressure from MPs and peers, saying it'll allow judges to jail offenders for up to 10 years as opposed to the current 5. In 2015, the average prison sentence handed to a stalker was 14 months.
Well, Tracy Morgan has campaigned to have laws around stalking changed after being a victim herself. She says attitudes need to change as well.
Changing a couple of laws has seemed easy compared with changing attitudes. This isn't a benign crime, it's not a joke, it's not just a celebrity problem. This is murder prevention and damage limitation.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been taken to hospital with serious injuries after a crash involving a car and a van on the A2 near Canterbury. At one point, both of the carriageways were closed to allow the air ambulance to land. It happened at about 9:30 this morning. As Andy just told you, the road has now reopened, but there are long delays in the area. Police are hunting a man who chased after an 11-year-old girl in Hythe on Christmas Day. It happened as she was jogging along Prospect Road close to the Waitrose at around 3:30 in the afternoon. The man, who's thought to be in his 40s, tried to stop her from passing before he was challenged by her parents. Police have denied reports that major crime officers are looking into the death of George Michael. The Thames Valley Force said it's taken statements after a post-mortem came back inconclusive. His death on Christmas Day is being treated as unexplained but not suspicious.
This is KMFM.
You might have noticed this already, but it's been very cold across Kent this week. We're being told to check on friends and neighbours as temperatures stay in single figures for the rest of today. Andrew Scott-Clark is the Director of Public Health in the county. He says there's a warning in place.
The elderly, those with chronic conditions, and certainly the very young children are more susceptible to cold. There is a slightly different message for very young babies in the sense that overheating can be an issue. So we're advising that rooms are under 20 degrees.
Well, you can hear more of that interview. Just head to kentonline.co.uk. A search is taking place in the River Medway this lunchtime for missing Rochester teenager Ben Savage. The 18-year-old was last seen on CCTV cameras near Sun Pier after a night out in Chatham last month. Search and rescue teams have since spent around 500 hours trying to find him. His family's accepted he probably fell in the water. Jamie Oliver's closing 6 of his Jamie's Italian restaurants, including the one in Tunbridge Wells. He's blaming rising costs, praised Brexit and tougher trading conditions. The star's Blue Water chain won't be affected. Now, on the day we're expected to take our Christmas trees down, we're being reminded we can recycle them. Today is the 12th day after Christmas, which traditionally marks the end of the festive season. A number of councils are offering to collect any real trees for free. David Campbell-Lenehan is from Tunbridge and Morning Borough Council.
We actually have a composting facility very close to our council offices, right in the middle of the borough near Kings Hill. And the trees and the other compostable waste is taken there, where it's broken down over a period of about 8 weeks and used to create soil improver for landscape schemes and local farms.
And Ed Sheeran has released 2 new tracks after more than a year away from the spotlight. The 25-year-old debuted Castle on the Hill and Shape of You this morning. They both shot to number 1 and 2 on the iTunes chart.
KMFM.
Nicola's got the latest sport this lunchtime.
Well, Adrian Pennock has been speaking to the media for the first time since being named head coach at Gillingham.
I'm very pleased to be here. Very, very pleased and excited. I'm very pleased to have the boys with me.
The former Gills player takes over from Justin Edinburgh, who was sacked on Tuesday after a poor run of form.
I had some fantastic times here. Obviously, the 2 Wembley appearances obviously was great. And obviously, the supporters. You know, I've got that rapport with the supporters, and long may that continue.
The Gills are just 8 points off the League One relegation zone. Their next game is a trip to Oldham a week tomorrow. Moving on to cricket, and Matt Walker says he's proud and honoured to have been given the job of head coach at Kent. The former player takes over from Jimmy Adams, who left the club at the end of last season. He'll be joined at the to Spitfire Ground St Lawrence by former South Africa fast bowler Alan Donald. And bosses at Kent Race Circuit Brands Hatch have refused to comment on speculation it could host the British Grand Prix again. It's after F1 boss Bernie Eccleston revealed two tracks have contacted organisers about staging the race. It was last in Kent back in 1986. Silverstone currently has a contract to be the venue until 2026, but is rumoured to be thinking about ending that deal early.
That's it for now. Next updates at 2.